And this would be the Drysdale Vignette, Pruning Trees, number 1321. Pruning of trees and shrubs can be done at many times of the year, beginning soon. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Hints right after this. 3, 2, 1. The best time generally to prune flowering trees and shrubs is after their flowering. However, there are other times that are equally good. For example, fruit trees and bushes are pruned by professional orchardists starting later next month and continuing on into March. They prune at that time of year because there's time available and the trees and bushes will respond for the next growing season. You can follow their example, although you need not get out on a particularly cold day. Examples of trees and vines that may easily be pruned from mid-February onwards are apple and pear trees and grapevines. The pruning of apple trees seems a major puzzle to most home gardeners, although it shouldn't be. The aim in pruning apple trees, especially older trees, is to open up the center so the sun can penetrate and to remove the majority of the straight-up growing younger growth emerging from the older branches. If you have an older apple tree and it's not been pruned in 4 or 5 years, then it's certainly time that you tackled it this spring. But you'll have to be ruthless if you're to do the job properly. Grapevines are another plant that may be easily pruned beginning in mid-February. Choose a relatively mild day. With grapes, hard pruning is advised, basically cutting the vines back to a few major growth. The best way to understand this is to obtain pictorial pamphlets from the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture and Food. I'm Art Drysdale.